we said it. They say that it's been made a proper word and appears in the dictionary. I haven't ever seen it. But Bill told on his program that it was a good word to use now. Said he didn't know what had been good all his life. But,
how do you feel that your way of speaking is different from other people around here?
Well, now it's not too different because a lot of the older people have died out and the younger people are better educated and, you know, don't use maybe what you'd call a vernacular speech. Mm-hmm. They try to speak as correctly as they can. Well, we had an English teacher that taught school up here 20 or 25 years. And even if you went to school to her or not, if you said something that didn't sound right to her, she'd tell you. Mm-hmm. And so people kind of got in the habit of trying to speak correctly. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember what some of these older expressions are that you wouldn't use but you'd heard people use?
Yeah, I know a lot of them, but I can't think of them. I think a lot of times what my grandmother Garner used to say, she'd say, anybody'd say, well, isn't that person ugly? And she said, yeah, but says, you know, pretty is only skin deep and ugly's to the bone. Pretty soon fades away and ugly holds its own. And a lot of things that she'd say, like, I wish you could talk to somebody that can remember my Aunt Elizabeth Coates. Now, she used some of the, I don't reckon you ever went to school a day in her life. Mm-hmm. And she was one of the nicest persons you'd ever see, but she had some of the funniest ways of saying things. And right now, my mind's a blank. I can't think of one of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you think of any later, let me know. I'd be interested in what you'd say. Talking about hogs now, those stiff hairs that they have on their back.
Bristles, is that what you're talking about?
Okay. And those long teeth.
Tusks.
Do you hear that call anything else?
No, because now, used to you'd see hogs with those tusks. Maybe hogs that grew in the swamp. Mm-hmm. But now they don't let them get that old. They're butchered or sold before, you know, those tusks grow out as they get older. And nowadays they sell them or butcher them or something before they get anything on them, maybe just long teeth there.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned hogs that grow up around the swamp or someplace. What would you call hogs like that grow up wild?
Just wild hogs.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking about hogs. You said that a hog after it's been castrated was a bar or a barra. Now would you have a different name for if you waited until he was full grown and getting pretty old and then you castrated him?
I don't know if it would make any difference or not.
I'm thinking of the word stag or rig. Have you ever heard those words?
No, ma'am.
And the things that you put the food in for the hog would be called a
trough.
And if you had three or four of these, you'd say I have three or four hog
troughs.
And a noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned.